And this is a volunteer station, but we run on funds, we have a budget, and you are an important part of that budget. Your support is essential to us continuing this work. We thank you, we're grateful, and we ask your continuing participation.
All right, thanks, Tom and Sam. And the time now is 6 o'clock, and again, you're listening to KBOO Portland during our membership drive. And coming up next is a two-hour special of Preference, so stay tuned.
Fearless reporting, the news you trust, stories that represent you, the information you deserve, and the community you can depend on.
This is Doug McVeigh saying so long.
I'm Al Kahn.
I'm Grace Ann Smith.
This is Jasmine Moneymaker.
This is Dan Raphael.
This is Ray Bodwell.
This is Zelos Marchant.
I'm Sam Bowman.
KBOO News and Public Affairs. Nearly half a century of award-winning local and national coverage and community engagement.
Welcome back to Counterspins.
What's good? This is Tevin, your host here at Combined Culture Radio.
This is Democracy Now!
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
This is Free Culture Radio. I'm Doug McVeigh.
What's up, fam? You're tuned to Hard Knock.
Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real.
It's Labor Radio.
Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary Postlewaite.
Welcome to Cutie Pog Talk.
Good evening and welcome to Prison Pipeline.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak.
Good evening. This is Jean.
And this is Rowan.
And this is Transpositive PDX.
Tune in this Friday during KBOO's Membership Drive for News and Public Affairs Day to hear breaking stories, interviews with national journalists and political leaders, and to become a sustaining member. Give the gift that keeps on giving in the form of a KBOO donation and become part of community media.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Waffle Window, located 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland, and serving unique Portland-style Liege waffles with four locations total. Find out more at wafflewindow.com. Lunch was provided by Tamale Boy, restaurant, truck, and catering with three locations in Portland. Go to tamaleboy.com for more info. And dinner was provided by Dubs St. John's, located 9520 North Lombard Street in Portland, and serving burgers, sandwiches, and soul food from a counter inside the Ranger Tavern. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Welcome, dear listeners. You are with us here on Preference. I'm your host, Alan. I'll be with you until 8 p.m. today. We're going to do a World AIDS Day special starting in just a little bit. First, we're going to talk with Carla Rossi. Carla is Portland's and maybe America's premier drag clown. Welcome, Carla.
Oh, hi, Alan. I'm so happy to be here on set. What a wonderful place. The whole Hollywood experience, just here and now. I'm just so excited. Where's the camera? Where do I smile?
any direction. We have sort of a surround vision.
Panopticon.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Virtual reality. Everything is just heightened senses. My senses are very heightened because of legalized substances in Oregon. I'm talking about coffee, of course. It always gives me the shivers.
It's Pledge Drive, folks. We would love to have you join the KBOO community. If you're already a member of this station, we would love to have you increase your pledge. We'll hear the information about that in just a little bit. Carla, you are the hardest working person in Portland show business.
I mean, well, that's very sweet of you. At the very least, I'm the hardest working, laziest person. Because I honestly, I just, you know, I am but a simple clown. I live in my dumpster just behind 21 Burnside. You know, I saw the ad that said, move to Portland. And I said, shucks, okay. And then I found my dumpster just behind there because I could afford that, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a nice new building, renovated Airbnb dumpster. Mm-hmm. So I was able to, you know, kind of situate myself there. And ever since, you know, I've been building a name here in Portland, Oregon. And, yeah, I love it. I, you know, just hang out on my couch with my cats. And then occasionally sometimes I leave my dumpster and my couch and my cats to do other things. Appearances, dancings, showings, etc.
What happens when they come to empty the dumpster?
You know, I just move a lot. I'm on a month-to-month right now. But luckily, you know, with the eviction, you know, the eviction notices. Thank God that Chloe Udaly came in and is making it easier for those of us that do dwell in dumpsters. Dumpster dwellers, that's how we self-identify.
Carla, I want to go back to your...
Oh, me, yes, of course.
Your program on Weimar Germany. Can you give us a little bit about that?
Carla Rossi sings The End of the World. Mm-hmm. Der Ende der Welt. I don't speak German. I just sing it. Yeah, that was, oh gosh. You know, it's been an age since I've been on your program. Mm-hmm. Actually, I can't remember. It might have been around that time. I was on here on your program to talk about that program. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that in 2000 and, oh, how old am I? I'm only 16. So that was 2014 that I did that. And yeah, there was a whole show about Germany and the parallels between the Weimar Republic at the time, because of course I was there, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm even though I'm only a supple 16 years old, I was in Germany at the time. And so I did a whole show about my time as a chanteuse in Germany. And then some people said that there were allegedly parallels between Weimar Germany and the world as it is today, or as it was in 2014. Of course, the parallels, I think, have maybe become a little more apparent, but that's all art talk from the critics. I don't know anything about that. I just wanted to sing cute songs by Kurt Weill and not have anything to say about immigration or hate speech or the tides of fear as they come and threaten democracy. I don't know anything about that. I'm just a dumb clown. But yeah, it was a great show. I had a lot of fun. One day it'll come back. Maybe. Perhaps.
Hopefully we'll get a chance. Is it recorded anywhere?
You know, Alan, it's funny that you bring that up. I do have it in its entirety on film, video, film, kinetoscope, mm-hmm. Nickelodeon, not trademarked. I have it on an Edison daguerreotype somewhere. And it is recorded. It is saved. I've just never released it. Mm-hmm. I am a hoarder. You might know this from my brief stint on season 7 of AMC's Hoarders. Was that A&E? I don't know. Whatever TV show used to be the Learning Channel and then became just a whole reality TV special commercial for people with too many things in their homes. I was on that show. And yes, I hoard video. So I have so many video projects I've never released. I have the entirety of Carla Rossi Sings the End of the World on video that I've never released, as well as a little show that I did with an artist named Anthony Hudson, mm-hmm. called Looking for Tiger Lily, right. In which I played Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. All right. We're going to be back shortly with Carla. We're going to talk about some of the projects Carla's got coming up in December that you can participate in, visit with. We're going to hear from Sam.
Hi, everybody. This is Lady Monte. Good evening. You're listening to KBOO. And I wanted to let you know that KBOO Radio is made for you by you, for all of us. And we're here to remind you that your support makes KBOO happen. So please help us make our goal of, what's our goal for this show? Is that it? Hey, Mike, what's our goal for the show? We're on air. Be friendly. We're friendly around here. We're very familial. We got a goal of $240 for this show. Preference, you're listening to Alan Silver in Preference. So you can get your support in by calling 877-500-5266 right now. Or you can go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. I'm joined here by my co-pitcher.
Hello.
That's Natasha Delapine.
How are you all this evening?
We're doing good. I was actually just about to mention that we're actually in a matching period for this drive. And so if you call in right now, 877-500-5266, you can double the impact of your donation without any extra money out of your pocket. And it's a really amazing story about how this happens, because a group of donors have actually made a very generous offer to match the next $3,000 in new and increased donations called in during our holiday membership drive. So we want to reach this goal. We want to get $3,000 so we can have it doubled, because that's our community who is saying that, like, okay, guys, we're pitching in too. If y'all pitch in, we're going to be right there with you. It's a match for match, dollar for dollar situation. So please call 877-500-5266 right now and make that gift and double it. It's going to be double, treble gift. Tashi?
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to go back to Alan Silver soon. Just don't forget to call in 877-500-5266. Yeah. You can also go to kboo.fm and click on the word donate.
Great. Thanks so much, Tashi and Lady Monty. I have a couple of announcements. One is this crazy thing that's happening up north. The Canadian federal government has agreed to spend about $150 million to compensate folks who are queer or trans who were discriminated against in employment by the Canadian federal government. So that's something that was just announced this week. We'll see how that plays out. Also, there is on Sunday this weekend a trans clinic at Q Center. This is at 10 a.m. And this is to help folks choose health insurance. That deadline is December 15th if you're trying to enroll in the Affordable Care Act. And to help folks with personal ID. So that's this Sunday, December 3rd at 10 a.m. Later in the show, we're going to talk with folks about World AIDS Day programming this weekend, including a visit from esteemed author, one of my heroes, Sarah Schulman. We'll be talking about that later. We're back with Carla Rossi, Portland's hardest working drag clown. And we're going to hear about what Carla's up to in December.
Oh my gosh, what aren't I up to? Is it December already? It's almost December.
It is almost.
I never know what day of the week it is. I just wait for my driver to pick me up, you know, and that's how I know. You know, I get in the car and he says, put on the clown suspenders, or he says, get in the birthday cake, and he just tells me what accoutrement to use, and then I show up at the gig, I do the thing. And that's how, you know, the time that I'm most concerned with when it comes to what time it is or what day it is it time for fourth meal? Because I love my Taco Bell. But, you know, December's coming up. I just had a big, eventful a Thanksgiving, giving of thanks day. Did you have a okay Thanksgiving?
I slept most of the day, which is, that's my sort of practice every year.
Oh, that's
take the day off and
wonderful.
Yeah, and step out,
meditate on the death of generations of Native Americans. I myself was actually working in Washington around Thanksgiving. I was a turkey handler for the turkey pardon when President Trump did the pardoning of the turkeys, and I got some inside information. Yes, it's true. Those turkeys were actually, you know why they were pardoned? Because they were in the room with Mueller, and he was interviewing them, and he was finding out about, you know, the Russians.
A little
collusion.
A little quid pro quo with
a... A little gobble-gobble is what it was.
Yeah.
It was. So, I mean, the term treasonous Turks, you know, it's not racist. It's about the turkeys. You know, those turkeys have committed crimes against this country. And now they've been pardoned, so democracy dies in darkness. But December, wonderful question. I'm so glad you asked. I have so much happening in December. One thing, I get my first vacation in years. I'm taking a trip to Palm Springs, and I'm going to live in the desert strip mall that never should have existed, Palm Springs, from December 20th to the 25th, so I'm so excited. But before then, I've got a little show called Slant Live Queer Storytelling that I'm going to be doing. And then, of course, my eponymous hit, Queer Horror, which is, you know, I am Portland's premier horror hostess, in the milieu or oeuvre of Elvira or Peaches Christ, one of my idols. I host a horror show, as it were, with drag performances and screenings and showings and dancing. So I can't wait.
Tell us about Slant. Mississippi Studios?
I know nothing about it. Nothing whatsoever. No, Slant is wonderful. It's at Mississippi Studios, MISSISSIPP, I can't spell. Hooked on Phonics worked for me. And it's, that's the Saturday, December 9th. So I believe that's this next Saturday. That's at least what my driver told me right before I came in here. And, the doors are at 6, the show's at 7. And, basically Slant Queer Storytelling, I've never done it before. I love storytelling, don't you? I think it's great. You know, when you walk into a room and a stranger is staring at you on a microphone and says, you know, the first time that I really began to understand myself as a non-binary human was when I took up goat herding. You know, anything like that, I'm just instantly drawn in. I can't help but love it. So Slant Live Queer Storytelling, I will be hosting, and then there's wonderful performances and stories, really, that have been curated by a lovely gentleman named Jeff, and he's bringing in storytellers such as Irene Tu, Amy Patel, Imani Sims, Eduardo Sotelo, Lawrence Jones, Zachary Thornhill, and more. There's going to be some Christmas holiday, you know, I don't want to get any hate mail from the turkeys. There's going to be lots of holiday surprises as well. I might sing a song, who knows what. There's going to be Christmas go-go's, as in the dancers, not the band. And lots of festive cheer, but with queer storytelling, because, you know, it's important to share stories, histories, etc.
So that's December 9th at Mississippi Studios?
December 9th at Mississippi Studios. It's going to be a wonderful time. Festive. Yeah. The key word is festive. Don't you love forced festivity? I hate this month. I hate this month so much. So many lights. You never know if a icicle light will fall and impale you.
Oy vey. For me, I was walking downtown yesterday, and, you know, there's the holiday,
cheer?
But hey, you know, these big, window displays, basically buy.
Buy now.
Yeah. And there's menorahs in them.
And oh, that's nice.
It's not nice.
It's not?
No. What does Hanukkah have to do with people going downtown and shopping? Nothing.
It doesn't have anything to do with it. There are presents, though, with Hanukkah, right?
Well, for kids, that
and that's
can
different.
Be,
okay,
you know, but it's not what the holiday's for, you know.
What about the survival of an ancient religion and its people? What about that does not tie into consumerism, Alan? Don't be a hater.
Most of it.
What, are you out boycotting the Starbucks red cup?
I have never had coffee in my life, so I don't even
really?
Need to. Yeah, it's true. I don't need to boycott.
How are you alive?
I'm very tired most of the time.
I'm actually, that's why you're in a full body Snuggie right now.
It's true.
I brought my mermaid Snuggie. They now make mermaid tail ones. You could buy it for a friend for a holiday gift.
How do you walk in that?
You don't. You just kind of fall and trip downstairs, just one after another. Take a tumble.
All right, we'll be back with Carla. We're going to talk about queer horror. And we're going to hear from Tashi and Lady Monty.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey. Thank you, Alan, for sending it on over. That's some pretty cool programming. I'm laughing over here.
I definitely want to snuggle up with something right now.
A mermaid. A narwhal.
Maybe
half mermaid, half unicorn.
And speaking of snuggling up, you can snuggle up with anything from KBOO if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
But it's your choice of what you decide to snuggle up with.
But you can snuggle up with some sound airwaves.
I like snuggling up with light and the radio waves that we get coming on in every time. But
listen,
your voice definitely made me feel a little bit more snuggly, right? I have to say.
And it's that homemade, handcrafted, snuggly radio that is made possible through you, listener, and your friends and neighbors. Because you know that KBOO sounds different and you love it. KBOO is something real and it's made by real people like you. So what you should do is support us right now and call 877-500-5266 because your support gives us the freedom to experiment with all different types of snuggles so we can bring you innovative, engaging, and inspiring radio. Help us continue our long tradition of making cutting edge radio with you and become a member right now. 877-500-5266. How much are we looking for members to call in, Tashi?
Well, we have a match right now, so that would be something we can do with you giving us any kind of donation you can.
Per month.
$10 a
month. $10, yeah.
I think $10 a month
is a good
amount.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
That would get you a wonderful, cuddly hat to wear all year round.
And that's $120 for the whole year.
For the beanie.
And that's going to be matched by that wonderful group of donors that coalesced and decided they were going to throw some extra money in the pot. And you can get a super cool hot off the – how are beanies made?
Oh, gosh. They're knitted. I will say they're
hot off the knitting needles.
That is
for
right.
Your snuggle comfort.
And the embroidery thread. Don't forget the embroidery.
I don't want to oversell this. I've not seen this hat yet.
The embroidery is great, though. This hat is amazing. It has a new logo, and so you can snuggle with new KBOO merchandise.
Okay.
Underneath that hat, you'll have a soft, soft cranium that will be able to impale itself with KBOO news, culture, and all of the thoughts that we have coming through KBOO.
Impale in the most snuggliest way, though.
Oh, just like some little photons coming through.
So go ahead and call 877-500-5266 and call in with that $10 a month donation, which will be matched today. And you can get that beanie or a really awesome KBOO t-shirt as well as contribute to supporting radio that does not shy away from difficult topics or differing opinions like levels of snuggliness of hats.
Hats or snuggies if you must as well. But I think I would snuggle under a blanket too because this is cold weather right now we're having.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, one of the things I love about Alan's show is that it focuses on local issues. And local focus is important. And it's looking beyond what's represented elsewhere as a way to see the possibilities and to really know the fullness of our cultural ecosystem around here.
And it's necessary for a functioning democracy.
Yes, absolutely. Contribute now to radio.
It's 877-500-5266 to give your time and love to KBOO in all forms of snuggles and donations.
We take snuggles in the form of contributions as well.
Specifically contributions.
Yeah, $10 a month contributions.
We like this $10 a month contributions.
Yes, it's so snuggly and comfortable.
So wonderful.
This is the weather for it. Golly, what else can we talk about? Didn't you have something to say from Carl Sagan?
The warm coffee also is a very warm, snuggly ad for your insides. We love to learn about everything snuggly, including the issues about human bodies and the way that we're all different. But we don't learn about the differences between us and the way we're all the same. Every particle within us was formed in a star. Like with the thoughts of Carl Sagan, we live in a society absolutely dependent on science and technology. But if we if we don't actually learn about it, we can't actually form the society in the way we know is best for us. And that means our community. That's me talking. Everyone within us, we have the ability to contribute to KBOO and to ourselves this wonderful knowledge and culture of information.
So contribute, just like everything, like Carl Sagan and Stardust. Be a shining stardust for us right now and call 877-500-5266. We're looking for that $10 a month donation. We've got a goal of $240 for this show, and we'd really love to meet that and see it matched. You can make that happen. 877-500-5266.
Yes.
Or you can go onto kboo.fm and click on the donate button.
And have that quote now if you want it. We live in a society absolutely dependent on science and technology. And yet we have cleverly arranged things so that almost no one understands science and technology. That's a clear prescription for disaster. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. We'll take care of ourselves and each other through KBOO Portland. That number is 877-500-5266.
Welcome back to Preference. Thanks, Tashi and Lady Monty. We're here with Carla Rossi, Portland's messiest drag clown.
Accurate.
We're going to talk about queer horror.
Yes, queer horror.
How long have you, this is a movie series. You've been doing this for, I'm going to say 2 years.
We are on our third year.
Third year.
Yeah, we are coming up on our next show after December, our Valentine's Day show, will be our third anniversary.
Wow.
Give or take a month.
Yeah. We're all getting older quickly, including queer horror.
Except for me, yes. Everybody and my own series, but not me, because of my anti-aging serums.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I buy them at the mall at Lloyd Center.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's queer horror is a blast. I don't have a sexuality myself, because I am a genderless monster, Mr. Potato Head of lies, drag clown.
It's like you're a clone of Dita Martina.
I basically am. You know, I just saw her show too.
Oh.
I was just up in Seattle for the weekend, or Seattle, as she says, and I got to see her show, her Christmas show. It's brilliant. If you can make it up, anyone, go see it. You'll see everything that I could never be and yet aspire to be. All in one. But this show, yeah, we've been doing it for 3 years, and it's we just pack in the Hollywood Theater, beautiful old vaudeville hall with 400 queers and allies, and we watch horror films, or sometimes horror adjacent films, because sometimes I just want to watch a John Waters movie or Death Becomes Her. But I like to keep it in the oeuvre of movies that helped build the queer camp horror lexicon and, you know, aesthetic.
So what are we looking at? When are we looking at in December?
When aren't we? December 14th. Mm-hmm. December 14th at 8:30. It's a Thursday. We're doing queer horror Batman Returns, because the whole... I see you furring your brow. I do.
Which one is Batman Returns?
Batman Returns. There's 25 Batman films, not including the 7 of them that were Spider-Man films. But this... Batman Returns was the initial Tim Burton sequel with Michelle Pfeiffer,
yes, yes,
Michelle
yes.
Pfeiffer as...
And the Penguin.
And the
oh
Penguin.
My gosh.
Because, well, the last year of queer horror, ever since the election, we focused all of our programming on women-centric films. And so for this, to kind of celebrate 1 year of that shift in our programming, I thought, well, what can I do for Christmas that's like a kind of a holiday film but also has a strong woman who's rising up and rejecting? Mm-hmm. And I thought, hey, what about this movie where there's a young upstart female vigilante taking down a shock politician and an evil CEO? And I was like, Batman Returns. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to open the show with a whole tribute to Catwoman in all of her forms throughout the last 50 or 60 years, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
And the scene either at the end or near the end with the penguins is really powerful.
It's when they're swimming in the toxic mm-hmm, waste or when they lay him in.
Yeah,
it's very beautiful.
It really is.
It's shocking because it's a Batman film, and yet it's the least Batman film ever made of any Batman film, and yet it's also the greatest Batman film, because initially the studio told Tim Burton he didn't want to do the film, and they said, don't think of it as a Batman film, make the ultimate Tim Burton film. And so that's where this came from. And it's so fun. It's nothing like Batman. The Penguin is nothing like Penguin. Catwoman is nothing like Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's almost like the perfect incarnation of those characters. It's so spooky and queer, I think, and very messy and formative for a lot of people.
Speaking of, going off on a tangent, but speaking of horror and Danny DeVito, I'm thinking of...
Rhea Perlman, yes.
And Cats. I'm thinking of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where one of the
yes.
things that Danny DeVito's character does is because there are cats everywhere because the apartment is so messy, he eats cat food so that he will pass out. And he can sleep through all these cats crying. And they're crying because there's half, there's open cans of cat food everywhere.
Don't you do that too? That, I mean,
He's caught in a cycle of really disgustingness.
Danny DeVito is a national treasure. He's absolutely wonderful. You know, I'm showing the film for Michelle Pfeiffer, mm-hmm. but really, Danny DeVito is also marvelous. And yeah, in It's Always Sunny, he's incredible. One of my favorite episodes is the episode that it's in the newest season, I think, and it all takes place from his perspective. Mm. And so you just see him just doing drugs and crashing cars and stealing rugs. It's great. I love him.
We have just a moment more, Carly, and you have other events in December, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you
want
to hit those real quick?
Well, okay. Well, this coming day, you can see me at the Q Center from 7 to 9. There's a little holiday queer craft fair called Slips and Stitches. Good friend Anthony Hudson's partner, Jason Davis, is an artist, and he'll be selling art. And I will be there as the mall Santa, basically. So you could come get your Polaroid with little old me. Give me your wish list, and then I'll sell it to the Russians for money. And then next week, I'm going to be doing Catastrophic Christmas at Crush, and that's at 9 p.m. on next Friday, the 8th. The day before Slant, and I'm going to be hosting a Christmas show, and it's all a benefit for a cat shelter called Furry Friends in Washington. So it's going to be a whole holiday schmoogle boogle.
That's very sweet.
A cornucopia, one might say, of Christmas cheer, festivity, etc. And, you know, like I always say, you know, may all your Christmases be white. It's funny because my face is painted white. Do you get it?
More or less.
It's a pun. It's a punitive. It's a entendre. I don't. Hooked on phonics worked for me.
Carla Rossi, thanks so much. You're welcome to hang out with us if you like.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you have a website before we wrap up this?
Yes. Go to thecarlarossi.com if you feel. And if you go on Instagram or any social media, if you type in The Carla Rossi, I'm sure something shows up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah. We're going to spend the rest of the day talking about HIV and AIDS. This is a program we're going to focus on. For World AIDS Day, by the way, I want to thank Tashi and Lady Monty once again for helping us bring in new members to the KBOO community. We have Avram Finkelstein on the line. Avram, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, Al?
I'm wonderful. My voice is a little fadey today. I'm pushing it out.
I can hear you just fine.
Good. I'm pushing it out as hard as I can. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Do you want to give us a brief bio of who you are and how you came to be?
Sure. I'm an artist, activist, writer in New York, based in Brooklyn. I'm a founding member of the Silence Equals Death Collective and the Grand Fury Collectives, and I just finished a book for University of California Press called After Silence, A History of AIDS Through Its Images.
Yeah. Tell us about Grand Fury. What is it? What was it?
So Grand Fury and the Silence Equals Death Collective were two collectives that came out of the moment when AIDS activism was picking up steam in New York in 1986 through 1988. The Silence Equals Death Collective actually preceded ACT UP and designed the Silence Equals Death image that's commonly associated with ACT UP, mm-hmm. The AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power. And then Grand Fury was formed the year after ACT UP formed. So there's, in this book, I spent a fair amount of time talking about the distinctions between these collectives and what was going on in the community at that point in time. There are times when the book sounds like it's about the past, but it really isn't. I believe I've created arcs that connect each story I tell to the present political moment, which is, I'm sure, all of your listeners would agree is a critical moment. And the book is actually intended to be a toolbox for future struggle. So I, each chapter is headed with one of the images that are associated with one of those two collectors as a way into talking about larger stories about political organizing, social spaces, and communication of complex political ideas in public spaces.
Well, it's a beautiful book.
Thank you.
It's been a joy reading it. So I'm exceedingly grateful for that opportunity. Let's talk about sort of where this book came from. You know, it's a gift to current and future organizers, activists, as you said. What motivated you to put this out?
Yeah, well, that is the question, right? So we live in an image culture, whether you choose to think of it that way or not. We're inundated with images with increasing velocity in the form of visuals and texts and videos, and images are key components of every one of our social narratives. They've sort of become our communal storytelling. And as a writer, an artist, and an activist, images mold the way I think about everything. I think about every social space as a shared landscape of images. And I wrote After Silence to help readers understand some of the ways that political agency can play out on this landscape of images, and to help explain some of the strategies behind images that many people still hold up as examples of effective political communication. But I also wanted to tell the backstories of some of the images commonly deployed to illustrate HIV/AIDS activism in America in a way that broadens our perspective of the storytelling surrounding it, to open space for the many missing counter-narratives that have been there since the beginning, and to help activists sort of reimagine the political uses of these images in the context of our current and ongoing resistance struggles, rather than just reinforcing their use as body doubles for dissent to be absorbed, colonized, and claimed in the name of cultural capital within institutional structures. So that's my way of saying you've probably seen these works repeatedly over the years, but I thought it would be more politically useful to have a peek inside of them.
Indeed, and I like in this book that you say, hey, this isn't the right way. It's the way we took, and I appreciate that.
I mean, I had many early conversations about whether this book is a memoir, a history, or a polemic. In fact, it's equal parts of each, and it's by no means a definitive account of the early days of HIV AIDS in New York. It's really only my account and one that reflects my personal political analysis of what it felt like to be on the ground. And it's kind of a report from the front, if you will, during the moments leading up to the activist moment that you may have heard about or seen the images of. But it's a way into that story for people. I teach and mentor a lot of young queer activists and artists, and I feel like HIV/AIDS is such a complicated story. It's a story that people who younger activists are hungry to make sense of the social landscape they simultaneously inherited and missed. And we live in a world that likes to pretend the storm of AIDS has already passed over us, but that isn't actually the fact. And this book was an attempt to sort of help younger activists find a way into this material in a way that might be politically useful to them.
We're chatting with Avram Finkelstein, author of a new book, After Silence, A History of AIDS Through Its Images. We're going to take a break and chat with Tashi and Lady Monty. Avram, can you hang on for a few minutes while pledge drive continues. All right, good. We'll come back with you in just a moment.
Donate, everyone. Yeah. Everyone should donate.
Yeah. We're here on Preference.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, caller. Really enjoying the programming. Good evening, listeners. You are listening to KBOO, and KBOO is radio made by you for all of us. I'm Lady Monte. I'm here with Tashi.
Hi there.
And we're here to remind you that your support makes KBOO happen. So please help us make our goal of $240 for this show. We can get there when you call or click in with your support. Call 877-500-5266 right now, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button.
Connect you to your role in the community and to KBOO. Just go ahead, and if you want to donate through online at kboo.fm, you can also go ahead and see all the programming you can connect to. There's so much that you can do, including a monthly donation of $10 a month. You can also see that we have the new beanie coming out, as well as any t-shirt you want. So if you feel like cuddling up with something warm, you can go ahead and donate at 877-500-5266. We have a goal of $240. So for this program, if two of you wanted to donate for $10 a month, we would be able to match that goal and be able to match that to make it double.
And if you become a member right now, you will be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is for four pairs of VIP tickets to Portland Center Stage at the Armory. Call 877-500-5266 right now with your $10 a month donation and be entered for a chance to win, as well as pick up that sweet beanie or t-shirt. Yeah. And we're also impacting your community. I want to tell you a little bit about what $120 will do, or a $10 a month membership will do. And because we're such a vibrant community, this donation, this contribution, is going to produce 1 week's worth of KBOO News in Depth, a deep investigative segment that airs five times a week. That's 5 times a week you're getting that wholesome good news from the KBOO radio. It also engages a community member in creative sound expression with KBOO's introductory audio production class, which I've benefited from. I want you to benefit from that too, not just vicariously, but come on in the building and be a volunteer, be a member, and call in 877-500-5266 right now for that $10 a month donation.
It's a great idea to be a part of KBOO more ways than one. As a listener, you can contribute so much by calling in, as well as by enjoying all of the wonderful things we have to offer you through the airwaves. You can actually learn from all of the things we have in the building, on the website, and from person-to-person interaction as a volunteer. Mm. There's so much that we can have, and it's important to have programs like this on the air. As a person we can listen, and we can contribute at 877-500-5266. It's so easy to contribute.
You can also click on the word donate if you go to the website kboo.fm. And KBOO broadcasts Oregon's grassroots activists, just like Alan is doing right now. We broadcast activists, literary figures, artists, musicians, radicals, and cultural communities with your membership. We need that. We are a direct line to the people working to make this a better place. And so get to know them. You can get involved today, make a really small commitment, participate in your radio station and in your community. Please don't just think about it. Do it. Call 877-500-5266 or click on the word donate at kboo.fm.
Thanks so much, Lady Monty and Tashi. We're back here on Preference. I'm your host, Alan. And on the phone, we're talking with Avram Finkelstein, author of After Silence, A History of AIDS Through Its Images. Avram, I want to ask you what your background in art production is, and how that informed your work with, for example, the Silence Equals Death Coalition.
So the fact is, I'm a red diaper baby. My parents met at an International Workers Order summer camp where my dad's mom was the cook, and my entire family is politically active. My grandmother used to come to the anti-war marches with me in the 60s when I was a teenager. So I was kind of born with a political poster in my hand. And fast forward to the early days of the HIV/AIDS, the man that I was building my life around started showing signs of immunosuppression in 1981, and he was dead by 1984. So I was sort of catapulted into this world and formed a consciousness-raising collective with five of my friends based on feminist organizing principles, and we decided we just wanted to get together to try and, this is, again, it's 1984, he died, so we're talking about 1985, and the AIDS activist movement in New York City that's associated with ACT UP, you know, was a year and a half away. So we began meeting every week and, you know, had potlucks at different people's houses. And we would begin each evening talking about our fears and trying to wrap our heads around what was happening with AIDS. And there was very little in the press about it. And there was very little community activism that wasn't focused on services, AIDS services. But every session we would end up talking about the politics of AIDS. And then I remembered when I was a kid in the anti-war movement, when young people wanted to communicate on the, with each other, there were the streets of New York and people would put up posters. So, that's how the idea of making a poster came to the collective. And the Silence Equals Death poster was the result of that. And we spent about a year working on it, like, I would say 9 months.
That's a long time. Must have been quite a complex process to get there.
Yes, well, I have two whole chapters in it, in the book, just on the Silence Equals Death poster. So for those who are wonky enough to want to know every single aspect from the font and why we chose the neighborhoods we did and how much it cost to put up posters in New York at the time and what the early responses are, it's very, very heavily detailed accounting of that. And then it goes through each, as I say, each of the 10, you know, I wouldn't say best known works of the of these collectives, but they're works that you have, your audience will recognize if they see them, even if they didn't know where they came from. They're the images that are most closely associated with the early days of AIDS in New York. And I chose these particular ones because one talks about women and AIDS and another one talks about affinity group structures. It sort of opened up a narrative arc for me to choose these particular posters.
Yeah, thanks so much for putting all of this together. I want to encourage folks to head out and find After Silence, A History of AIDS Through Its Images. And I want to encourage folks to obtain this book through your local independent bookstore.
Yes,
or retailer.
Please. Local independent, support your independent stores. It's also available online. And support this radio station.
It's true. We love putting KBOO together and on the air, and it takes a community to do it. So we welcome you to the community.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me, and good luck with the drive. And have fun with Sarah on Saturday, everyone who's going, Sarah Shulman.
Yeah, we're going to hear from some folks later tonight. There's actually a whole series of events, including a reading group tomorrow on one of her books. So it's going to be a pretty exciting weekend with
Fantastic.
Sarah.
Fantastic. All right, well, have a great time, and thanks so much, Alan.
Thanks, Avram.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Take care. We're going to chat in just a few minutes with Maurice Evans about HIV and AIDS care in Portland and more. But first, we're going to hear from Tashi and Lady Monty about how to become a member of KBOO or enhance your membership.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You're listening to KBOO, KBOO, and KBOO is made for you, by you, from all of us. I'm Tashi. This is Lady.
Hi.
And we're here to remind you that support to KBOO means so much more than just a number, but your support makes it happen. Help us make our goal of 240 for this show. We can get there when you call or click. KBOO.FM or call at 877-500-5266 right now.
That's right, Tashi. It's very easy to become a member, and it's actually really easy to understand why you would want to be a member or a contributor or a supporter of KBOO once you look a little bit more closely at what we do as a community. We put voices on the air. You're listening to Alan Silver's show Preference right now, and we're talking about World AIDS Day. We're talking about an important population and health for our society, and you need more voices on the radio. KBOO makes that happen. Over 170 people a year learn to tell their stories over the air with the basics of audio production, which is what they learn at KBOO with your help. So again, you make KBOO happen. You help us work to improve our communities. And now we need your help to strengthen those efforts. So please invest in this community building experiment with us. It's very, very easy. You could ring the volunteer membership central right now, 877-500-5266. Or you could also go to kboo.fm and click on the word donate. We're looking for a $10 a month contribution from everybody listening to this right now, and we're trying to reach a $240 goal.
That $10 a month is going to help supply half of what we have for our goal for this hour, this preferences program, and that will be a very cozy thing to put in on your head and yourself inside a warm mm-hmm. and cozy shirt as mm-hmm. well. That's $10 a month mm-hmm. for a total donation mm-hmm. of $120.
Yeah, and if you become a member right now, you will be entered to win another prize as well. Today's drawing is for four pairs of VIP tickets to the Portland stage at the Portland Center stage at the Armory. So if you call 877-500-5266, you can be entered for a chance to win. You can also score a sweet beanie for a $10 a month contribution. That's only $120 for the year. And we're basically, we're here to support the causes that you care about. And those causes, those movements thrive because of your support for KBOO. You heard about 238 community groups in 2016 through KBOO's events co-sponsorship program. That number grows when you consider how many have been featured on the KBOO Evening News, people who come in as guests and they're not contracted or, you know, they're not officially represented in PR movements or anything like that. But here's where we are. Over the past 49 years, we've created something important together, and now we have the opportunity to strengthen what we've built. So please, listener, can you make that happen? You can call 877-500-5266 with that $10 a month contribution, or you can donate online at kboo.fm/give.
That's right. It's important to contribute, as with KBOO is a body of knowledge. Science is a body of knowledge as well. We are so much more than just science. We're so much more than just community. We're so much more than just the culture. It's all of those combined which makes KBOO so strong. Here in Portland, it has been a strength, a backbone for so many communities to continue to support each other, like what we're hearing with the other movements that combine so many different people in so many different roles. Your role right now as a listener is just one part of everything, as well as you are continuing to be a part of KBOO, continue to contribute to KBOO at kboo.fm or calling 877-500-5266. As Carl Sagan says, it's science that is more than a body of knowledge. It is a way of thinking. This is central to success. Science invites us to let the facts in, even when they don't conform to our preconceptions.
Yeah, it's very philosophical. I like how, you know, you spoke about everything being connected. And here's a perfect example of that, because for all you new members out there, if you aren't a member yet, now's the time to join KBOO, because your first contribution will go twice as far if you join right now. We've got that matching period through this entire drive. A group of donors have made a very generous offer to match the next $3,000 in new and increased donations called in during our holiday membership drive. So double the impact of your gift. Be a part of that web of life, that web of humanity, that web of consciousness. Watch the effects ripple like the butterfly effect. And you can do that by calling 877-500-5266. Right now, you could also go online to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. $10 a month will score you a sweet beanie or a t-shirt, and you'll also be entered in to win that prize, which are the four pairs of VIP tickets to the Portland Center Stage Armory.
That sounds like a lovely evening at the Armory. If you get 4 tickets to that,
it's a great place.
That's going to be so much more than you would probably expect to donating right now at kboo.fm, hitting that donate button or giving us a call. We're waiting for you. Everyone here is so excited to hear from you right now and have you continue your membership or increase your membership, even just a few dollars a month more, and you can be a part of this wonderful moment of KBOO. We're almost at 50 years old.
Almost.
And we're still growing, and with your help, we'll continue to do so.
Yeah. When you become a member of the KBOO community, you are joining a powerful movement for more than just media, and also for a more just media. You stand for equity and diversity, and you help to uplift voices that have been underrepresented in mainstream radio through KBOO. So your donation right now is a very powerful gesture. It means that you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member in our growing radio community that encourages personal and shared liberation. Call or go online right now, kboo.fm or 877-500-5266. We've got volunteers standing by.
And as we know, with that last interview, we have the connection between us and community, between us and science, and we kind of can see the path between them more clearly with the programming that we have, with the written word that we have from our guests, from all of the ways that our interviews take hold of you and give a little more insight to your everyday. We provide that little more, that little something, but that moment will be provided in every which way that you can contribute to 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm in order to allow us to help you more. We got to have some love and help from you too.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 2017 Iconic Music Party, Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at the 6 West Lounge in Vancouver, Washington. Performing at this year's Iconic Music Party will be the True Original Beings, C4 The Prodigy, MC Groan, Mike Crenshaw, Caleb Wildcard, and Ivan Jamel. There will also be EDM and hip-hop DJs at the 21 and Over event. Again, that's the 2017 Iconic Music Party on Thursday, November 30th, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. at 6 West Lounge, 606 Broadway Street in Vancouver, Washington. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Waffle Window, located 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland, and serving unique Portland-style Liege waffles with 4 locations total. Find out more at wafflewindow.com. Lunch was provided by Tamale Boy Restaurant, Truck, and Catering with 3 locations in Portland. Go to tamaleboy.com for more info. And dinner was provided by Dubs St. John's, located 9520 North Lombard Street in Portland, and serving burgers, sandwiches, and soul food from a counter inside the Ranger Tavern. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
This is Ursula K. Le Guin, and you are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience, KBOO Portland.
Welcome back to Preference. I want to send out some thank yous. Thank you for Kyle for helping make this program actually happen on the air. I want to thank Avram Finkelstein for joining us earlier, as well as the Carla Rossi for being with us earlier. We're continuing our World AIDS Day programming here on Preference for another hour. And I want to thank Tashi and Lady Monty for working the phones, taking your calls, taking your pledges. It's very exciting. We have with us in studio Maurice Evans, who has done amazing work around HIV and AIDS in the community here in Portland. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's good to be here.
Maurice, do you want to tell us about yourself, your background, who you are.
Okay, I'd be happy to. My name is Maurice Evans. I came to Portland in September of 2009. I came here simply because it was an opportunity for work, and to, well, I lived in Texas. I came from Amarillo, Texas. And so the funding was drying up. There was not very much work there. I've been doing HIV work, I guess, since 89. I was diagnosed with HIV, or back then it was called GRID, in 1983. And at that time, I was living in Denver, Colorado. I was an up-and-coming dancer at the time.